welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Ladies and gents, welcome back to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you all record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and always becoming the go-to authority in your field. So I'm on today. I am joined by, once again, Chris Ducker, the man, the myth, the legend over there at the New Business Podcast. You can find him at chrisducker.com, and I definitely recommend you check out his stuff. It's fantastic. I've been following him for a while now. And what we're going to be talking about today is using virtual staff for podcasting business owners. So how can you make your process much easier? How can you streamline, you know, all that work that goes into producing a podcast as a small business owner? Because you've got so many, you know, more important things to be doing than doing the post-production and doing all that kind of stuff. You know, of course, you've heard me preaching this, but I wanted to bring in somebody who's really, you know, who really gets it. And he runs actually a virtual outsourcing business. So he definitely understands how to outsource those tasks that may or may not be necessary for you to be doing so that you can focus your time on the higher impact activities like, you know, selling and growing your business and managing your team and all those good things, as well as, you know, just generating awesome content. So as podcasters, that's really one of the major points, is making sure that you've got the time to put in on the front end and you're not buried in the back end. Plus, you know, we're all in business so that we can live the life that we want and not be stuck behind a computer for 16 hours a day. So this episode will be all about how we can use virtual staff. We don't have to have an office location. We don't have to have, you know, desks and chairs and all that stuff set up. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I am quite the world traveler. And so I as well have virtual staff around the US. We, you know, do our Skype meetings every day. We do all that kind of stuff, but we do not have any physical office, and it's absolutely glorious. I'm so happy about it. It's been working fantastic. My team is doing incredible. And I just love how this is going. So really excited to have Chris on and talk a little bit about how using virtual staff can be a really powerhouse tool for you as podcasting business owners. All right, before we get into that, I want to feature the Brand Engine podcast. This is a show by Barry Moore and Gerald Poshman, and they kind of submitted, you know, they didn't quite submit it. They commented on one of my previous episodes, and I was going back and forth a little bit when we were talking last week about putting out those reports, and he was asking why I stopped doing the downloadable reports for the podcast. And to be honest, we've just been bringing on, you know, a lot of clients here at Authority Engine, and we've just been, you know, kind of going like crazy. And that kind of fell by the wayside because, you know, the whole concept there was to build our email list and to build our marketing engine, and our ability to keep up with providing these services was not keeping up with our marketing capabilities at the time. So those reports will probably be coming back here pretty soon. And if you are at all concerned about what I'm talking about here, you can check out episode 49, authorityengine.com/49, where we talk about how you can increase your email opt-ins by using downloadable reports from your episodes. And that's an episode I did with Andy Drish from the Foundation podcast. But anyways, as I was saying before I so rudely interrupted myself, the Brand Engine podcast is a fantastic show by Barry and Gerald, and they do an incredible job about, you know, talking about how to build that online brand. And they really focus a lot on how to get it up and running, as well as get it, you know, kind of in automation mode, so where you can step back a little bit as the business owner and work on your business, not in it. Of course, I've been talking about that for a while, but I absolutely recommend you check out their show. It's really, really top notch. They've got 17 episodes out right now as of this recording. And so I recommend you go ahead and hop over there, check that out. So anyhow, we've got Chris on the line and we are going to be chatting about how to use virtual staff to grow your business and to manage a lot of the back end pieces that are not necessarily the most important or best uses of your time as the business owner. All right, let's do it. All right, so we have got Chris Ducker back on the show, and I'm really excited because specifically in this episode, we are going to be talking about his bread and butter, his wheelhouse, which is utilizing virtual staff to operate and grow your small business. And us as small business owners and podcast marketers, we're going to be talking about how we can use virtual staff in all of that and really get rocking and rolling. So Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here.
Awesome. So we are, you know, as a audience here at Authority Engine, everybody is small business owners and looking to promote their stuff with podcasting. And by promote, you know, I mean offer value and not be super spammy, but for lack of better term, we offer our value via podcasts. And that's one of the ways that we drive engagement and build our audience and build that trust with a podcast for our small businesses. So from a 30,000 foot view, kind of the big picture, how do you generally recommend that people get started in using virtual staff? Because I know that is one of the biggest hiccups, is people are afraid to take that first step to bring in virtual staff to help them out.
Here's the funny thing. I'm going to neg back on you a little bit there. I think a lot of people are actually not scared to take the first leap. I think the problem is that they just don't know what the first leap should be. And that's one of the biggest things. Like, you know, I hear from people all the time, like every single day. There's not a day that goes by where I don't get an email or a tweet or a Facebook message or some kind of communication from somebody that says, I know I need help. I know this can't continue. I know I can't do it all myself. And I know that VAs can help me, but I just don't know where to get started. What tasks do I give them? What do I pay them? How much work do I give them? Where do I find them? Do I need to train them? Are they going to be good out of the box? You know, all these questions that they just, it's like anything else. When you begin something for the first time, you're walking into the land of the unknown. And regardless of what you've read on the internet or in books or whatever, you've not done this before. And because of that, you are on your own, baby. It's that simple. And, you know, that's for me, I just try and focus on helping people get over that initial hurdle first and foremost, and then helping them, you know, build up their team over a space of time. So really, you know, the first couple of things is, and particularly in regards to your audience and, you know, small business owners and particularly people that are putting podcasts together, there's only really one thing that you can't outsource in relation to that situation. And that is the creation of the actual content, the recording of your podcast. Okay. That needs to be done by you. You can't outsource that because it's your brand. It's your business. It's your experience. It's your stories. It's your personality that people want to buy and listen to. So you've got to understand that that is something that you cannot get away from. You're going to have to do that whether you like it or lump it. Right. So, but the moment that that happens, everything else can be turned over. And let me explain exactly how I produce and market my podcast with my virtual team, if I can, so that everyone can kind of get a bird's eye view. Is that good?
Perfect. Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay. So I will hit the record button. I'll record my session. I'll stop that session by hitting the record button again. And then I'll export that file myself and drag and drop it into Dropbox. At that point, my podcast editor, my audio editor, will then grab a hold of that file, dump it into his editing suite. And here's how hands-off I am. I have no idea what he uses for software. And I'm not joking. I've been working with
this guy.
That's
the way it ought to be.
Dude, I've been working with this guy for over 2 years. I still don't know what software he's using. I'm not joking when I say that. I don't care as long as he gets done, right? So he imports it into his software. He dumps on the intro and the outro, puts the raw podcast in the middle. I don't do any editing in my podcast. If I screw up or an or anything like that, I leave that stuff in because I want it to be as real as possible. He will then export that, dump it into Dropbox. My general VA, Michelle, will then pick it up, upload it to Libsyn, which is my audio server, and then go back into WordPress, listen to the show, go back into WordPress and write up the show notes for me. She'll then save that as a draft blog post, email me to let me know that it's ready for me to look over. I'll make any final little tweaks. Takes me no more than 10 minutes usually. I'll either then hit the publish button immediately or I'll schedule it for it to go live at some point in the near future. And that is the publishing of the podcast situation. That's exactly how it's handled from beginning to end. So all I'm doing is recording the content and then hitting publish. Everything else is done by two different people in between that. But then you see, once you publish it, you've got the initial promotion of that new content. And that's where my VAs come into play as well. And I have Marie, who handles my email and my social media for me. Believe me, having a Marie and a Michelle is not easy. It gets really confusing very, very regularly. But Marie will then go in and she'll grab that link for that blog post or that podcast episode, and she'll blast it on Facebook, on Google Plus. She'll send it out via my Twitter account. She'll do all the stuff that she does to basically get it out to the social media networks. Then she'll log into AWeber. She'll write the broadcast email for me. She'll save it, send me an email. Boss, this is ready to go. Please have a look through it. I will then go in, make any final tweaks, and either hit the publish button or schedule out to go at some point in the near future. So again, all I'm doing in this process of that initial promotion is just looking over the final text, tweaking it if need be, which is very rarely nowadays. It wasn't always like that. At first, I definitely had to spend a lot of time. But here's the thing. As I tweaked things up, Ben, I was recording as I was tweaking to show them and tell them why I was making those changes. And then I would dump those little screen captures into Dropbox for them to watch and learn from as time went by. And that's one of the reasons why I don't have to do much tweaking nowadays, because they've learned how I want things done. So I want to add that in. That's really important. And then it's just a matter of just consistently marketing that content as it goes out. And, you know, with everything from, you know, at that point, I can get other emails or other VAs rather involved to turn, you know, certain episodes into a SlideShare document or an infographic or a blog post, or we can get it transcribed and put it into a free white paper. You know, there's a hundred different things you can do with that content once it's originally, you know, produced.
Definitely. And so I love how you laid out that process, and particularly for the production process. It's very similar to, you know, the ongoing production services that we offer.
Yes,
however,
yes.
There are times to where we advise people, well, you know, with your frequency and with what you're looking to do, it's probably a better option for you to bring somebody on full time to handle this, because, you know, this is a pretty big bite here. And for you, you know, that's just the best option. So I love that part of things. And I also love that the after effect, if you will, of publishing. A lot of people get really bogged down because with a podcast and with any kind of content marketing, there's, once you have the content, then only half the job's done. Then you still have to push it out and you have to, you know, make sure that people see it and that kind of stuff. So I like how you are not clutching the reins for dear life like a lot of people for the post-production side of things. And I can definitely say personally, that's something that I have not let go of yet. And I probably need to do that sooner rather than later. So let's say somebody is doing all of their stuff right now themselves, and they want to, the very first task in the podcast production and marketing and, you know, that whole kind of spectrum, what would you advise to them as the first step in bringing on some help, whether it be a task, whether it be a section of tasks? What are your thoughts?
Well, you've got to make a note of all the things that you're doing that you don't want to do anymore. For whatever reason, whether you don't like doing them, maybe you can't do them, maybe you feel like you shouldn't be doing them as the business owner, right? So once you make all that, those, you know, that list, then you've got that's your task list right there. And I mean, particularly if you get somebody like, you know, an audio VA involved, whether they're working with you on a task-by-task basis, in other words, you're paying them per show that they're doing for you, or whether you're hiring them on a part-time or a full-time basis, they've got to have, you know, you can't just say, you know, edit that for me. You've got to tell them how you want things done, right? So a lot of people think that just because a VA has got the skill set and the experience to do this work, that they're going to know exactly how you want it done right out the gate. And that's just not true, as we all know, right? So you've got to show them, you know, physically how you want this work actually produced for you. And then at that point, you go ahead and you start looking for people. And, you know, at first I would say that, you know, you get your feet wet on websites such as, you know, Elance or Odesk or Freelancer, one of these job posting sites, and you just try this out. Just try it out, you know? But a lot of the time it is, you know, it's not knowing where to get started. Like I said at the top of this show, it's not knowing where to get started. But once you've got that task list in place, that's your blueprint per se. That's your roadmap, even better term. That's your roadmap to be able to give to somebody else and say, here's the piece of audio content that I've created. Now I need you to do A, B, C, and D before I can hand it off to my GVA, my general VA, so that she can do E, F, and G and hit publish. And I think that once that task is put in place, it becomes a lot easier.
Definitely. And I can definitely say for my business, the last few months have been a total overhaul in systems, because before, you know, just like any small service business starts out, it's a one-man show. You know, you are the hat wearer of all hats that are involved. And then as things go on, particularly with a service business, you simply don't have enough time in the day to do all that stuff. And so I have been in major focus mode on systems creation and bringing in people to kind of build out my team and build out our production process. And I can definitely say that while it is a pain in the neck to get started, because, you know, for a couple of the reasons you laid out, is number one, you need to have those systems that teach people. Number two, you have to get people that know what they're doing. So it takes a little bit of, you know, learning to get to make sure that you get the right people. But what I've found is once you get some serious momentum rolling with that, oh my gosh, it's so much nicer. And, you know, the business is able to actually grow without you pulling your hair out, because just because the business grows doesn't necessarily mean your hours grow anymore.
No, and they shouldn't do. Not in this time, you know, in civilization. I mean, there's no reason for you to be doing, you know, 15, 16 hours a day, burning yourself out. Because at that point, you become no good to anybody and your business will just fail. And I'm a strong believer, and this is one of the reasons why I wrote Virtual Freedom in the first place, is I'm a strong believer that there will come a time in every entrepreneur's journey where he will come to a crossroads in his business, in his life, in his career, in his mission. And I believe at that point, he will have to make a choice to either continue going down the road where he's doing everything himself, where he's working those 16-hour days, 6-7 days a week, where he's not spending any real time with his family, where he's getting stressed out and overworked and ultimately handcuffing himself to his damn desk. Or he can go in the other direction and start building a team of people to help him do everything that he needs done on a day-to-day basis, not only to run the business, but also to build and grow the business as well. Because I believe as entrepreneurs, that's what we are. We're business builders. We're not business runners, right? We can get other people to come in and run our business for us. We should be at that 35,000 foot view on the top there, looking down on everything to see how we can make things, you know, grow and become bigger and better, not just for ourselves, but for our clients, our team, the whole kit and caboodle. So I'm, you know, there's no reason whenever anybody tells me, oh, there's not enough hours in the day, or if only it was, you know, all this sort of stuff, like, you have absolutely no sympathy from me at all. If you want to run yourself into the floor, that's down to you. There are countless, there are tens of thousands of people all around the world that are insanely, insanely talented that can help you. And if you just have the forthright to go ahead and hire them and bring them on board, your life will become so much easier.
Beautifully said. Awesome. Well, Chris, really appreciate it. I know everybody out there that has been considering this, you know, typically this is one of those decisions that you think about for a long time before you actually ever pull the trigger on.
Sure.
And it's absolutely because of the, you know, not knowing where to get started and, you know, how do we get rolling. So hopefully this episode will help them learn. And if you want to learn more about all that stuff, chrisducker.com is the place to learn, and it's an incredible resource. So thank you, Chris, so much for coming on and sharing your time with us.
That's all my pleasure, man. And if you know, I can help anybody out via Twitter, they can tweet me at Chris Ducker, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
That was fantastic, Chris. Thank you so much for coming on again. As always, you are so welcome to come back as many times as you want. Every time you rock the house and drop some value bombs on us here. And I know that this is something that is really close to the hearts of a lot of small business owners, is figuring out that, you know, kind of outsourcing piece and what that means for them. So I wanted to also follow this up, because obviously here at Authority Engine, we have all of our Done For You podcast services. And I want you to know that if, you know, going out there and hiring somebody to do your podcast production for you or doing it yourself are not the best options for you. And I can almost guarantee that doing it yourself is not the best option. However, you know, bringing in somebody on your team, maybe. And if that's not, we have some Done For You services that are pretty much designed so that you as the podcaster do your recordings, you upload them to Dropbox and share them with us, and then we do everything else for you. So we edit it up, making you sound very professional. We add your audio branding. You know, we get it loaded up to your hosting service. We write up your show notes in a compelling way in your voice and your writing style, link out to all the tools, people, resources, you know, and there's a couple different levels there. You can check it out. Where we also do social media syndication and some stuff like that. But I encourage you to check it out at authorityengine.com/editing. That is where all of our goodies are to help you guys as podcast marketers really be as effective as possible with your time and your podcast marketing efforts. So this has been the 50th episode. I'm very excited. We made it to the big 5-0 at Authority Engine, and you can check out all the show notes, all the links to everything that we talked about here at authorityengine.com/50. And that will be where all this stuff will be housed. And I encourage you to check it out and leave us a comment down below that episode. You know, how do you use virtual staff to make your life as the business owner easier? You know, everybody has a little bit of a different way of going about it. And I would be really curious to hear how you as podcast marketers use your virtual staff. You know, maybe it's on the social media side, maybe it's in the production, maybe it's in the online business management. I have no idea. So I would love to hear how you guys are doing it and how that's working out for you. Obviously, I'm always looking for what works. So thank you for listening. I want to remind everybody out there to go out and record killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. We will see you back next Tuesday morning, folks. Have a good one.